Karen Allers.
This is from Sierra by Taylor Dean. The CD player, on repeat, continued to bring beauty into an ugly evening. It was one of his favorites, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Alex wanted to turn it off. He didn't want this memory to go with this music, but he couldn't take the time. If he dallied, they might change their minds. The doctor in him took over. He mentally gave her the once-over. Individually, all of her injuries were relatively minor from an emergency standpoint. He was sure, if asked, she would disagree, and if he'd suffered what she had, he would have also. But he knew he could clean her up, dress her wounds, and she would eventually be fine. Collectively, however, he'd estimate she had 1 or 2 days to live, tops. The pallor of her skin and the bluish tinge to her lips told him her body was beginning to shut down. Her mental condition was another story altogether. There are some things a doctor cannot heal. The psychological wounds they had inflicted upon her were beyond horrific. He shook his head.
One thing at a time.
Please sit, he whispered. Her eyes were drawing him in. She didn't seem to be scared of him. She seemed to know he wanted to help her. First, he filled a glass with water and held it to her lips. She drank thirstily, but then shook her head negatively when he wanted her to finish all of it. At the sink, he filled a small plastic tub with warm water, grabbed shampoo, and went back to Alyssa. The kitchen sink doubled as his bathroom sink. He had all he needed to clean her up, to include a small first aid kit. He knelt in front of her. Once again, he gently touched her chin and lifted her face to his. Her eyes were bright with unshed tears. She had